From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Hamid Karzai is seeking re-election in today's nationwide polls in Afghanistan. Karzai is also hoping residents won't be deterred by insurgent violence. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Kabul. She says that doesn't seem to be the case among the voters she's spoken with in the capital.
People are quite open about who they have voted for, and just about everybody that we spoke with said it was for Dr. Abdullah, who is probably the main contender against President Karzai right now. And really their reasons for that is they just want change. They gave Karzai, you know, several years to try to sort out things like corruption and get progress in this country. They're not satisfied. So again, they're saying that this is good. You know, they're exercising their right to choose, and for the most part, at this polling booth anyway, they're not choosing President Karzai.
NPR's Jackie Northam reporting. Powerful winds slammed across parts of four Midwestern states on Wednesday, and several injuries were reported. The extent of those injuries, however, were not immediately known. At least a dozen tornado sightings were reported. The National Weather Service says it received one report of a twister near downtown Minneapolis. Joe Bjordal is spokesman for the Central Lutheran Church. He says the storm blew away food court areas that were erected for Lutherans meeting at their national convention next door.
This was set up with tables and chairs for 200 people. It's an outdoor sidewalk cafe that we had planned to run for 6 days for the national convention of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
Bjordal says winds ripped off part of a steeple of the 90-year-old church. According to federal officials, a former executive of Northern California-based food processor will be cooperating with authorities after being charged with playing a part in a nationwide conspiracy to drive up food prices. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
Prosecutors say Jeffrey Beasley, a vice president for SK Foods from 2004 to 2008, has agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges that could land him in prison. Investigators charge that Beasley and other SK officials conspired to defraud other companies, including Kraft Foods and Frito-Lay, through bribes designed to ensure that the companies would buy SK tomato products at inflated prices. The bribes also allegedly encouraged purchasing agents for the targeted companies to reveal proprietary information about the competitors of SK Foods. A broker and director for SK, along with executives of Kraft and Frito-Lay, have already pleaded guilty in connection with the case. Prosecutors have indicated there are other co-conspirators, but they haven't identified them. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Forecasters say Hurricane Bill has 135-mile-per-hour winds and could grow even stronger. Computer models show that the storm could generate large swells along parts of the East Coast. This is NPR News. The United States and Switzerland have disclosed details of their agreement to resolve a dispute over Americans with secret accounts at banking giant UBS. Under the agreement, the Swiss government is to turn over the names of more than 4,400 U.S. account holders to Swiss tax officials. American account holders will then be able to appeal the release to the IRS. The UBS says the United States has also agreed to drop requests for information about a much broader range of UBS accounts. The two sides told a federal judge last week they had reached a tentative agreement, but the details were not released until Wednesday. The owner of a nightclub in Argentina was sentenced to 20 years in jail for a fire that occurred at his club in 2004. The fire killed almost 200 people. Richard Reynolds has this report from Buenos Aires.
The fire at the Cro-Magnon nightclub was likely started by fireworks, either those used by the band or by spectators. While the use of powerful fireworks is commonplace here with little in the way of safety precautions, the fire which killed 193 people was seen as a condemnation of city officials and local corruption. At the time, the mayor of Buenos Aires was forced to resign. The owner of the club received 20 years in prison. Three others received sentences of 18 years, and several city inspectors received a year after it was learned they looked the other way at exit doors that had been locked shut. The case has received enormous attention here for the past 5 years, but little has changed in this country when it comes to corruption. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 61 points, the Nasdaq rose 13, and the S&P was up 6. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.